One is Venezuelan-born dancer-choreographer Johnny DeMarco's view of Marguerite Gautier's Lady of the Camellias, a romantic idol looking at love and eventual death. The other is a much darker tale. The House of Bernarda Alba, done by festival's resident choreographer, the Ukrainian-born Viktor Platnikov. Welcome, Viktor.
Thank you.
Tell us, if you will, how you decided to take on Federico Garcia Lorca's classic stage play for the ballet. What brought you to it?
It was basically a mutual decision of me and Misha Juric, director of the company. Actually, it was his idea. I mean, we were looking for a couple of narrative ballets to put on stage.
Did you know the play, or was
it new to you? I didn't know the play before. Yeah. He actually told me about one of the versions of the ballets which were created. Then I read the play and then so on.
It would seem that Lorca's play is of about a very tough-minded lady dominating her five daughters. Isn't it kind of difficult to translate that to the audience in dancing, in ballet?
Well, anything was written, you know, like for verbal expression is really difficult to put on dance.
Right,
so in
right.
this situation, I have multimedia involved into production, you know, so I have a film which helps me a lot in description.
What's on the film?
Film is related to all the situations, you know, to complete the scenes and complete sort of whatever was verbal in the play. I'm trying to explain it with film and dancing at the same time. Yeah. So it's basically it's related to dance directly.
Speaking of dance directly, we also are privileged to have Marissa Parmenter, who dances the title character of the House of Bernarda Alba. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you.
How is it to play this difficult woman?
It's certainly a challenge to play somebody who's very dark and domineering, but it also brings a lot of richness in developing a character with that much density to her.
One thing I'd like to ask you about, Up Close on Hope is just that. The dancers and the audience are sometimes just a few feet apart. How is it to play such a difficult, dark character up close and personal like that?
You know, I actually love it. I prefer it because it brings out a lot of different textures to the work. I mean, the audience not only sees the dancing, but they can hear the breathing.
Yes.
They can hear the gasping. They can see the beads of sweat. Both Viktor and Gino, the choreographers, they were very skilled character artists. And so I think, you know, the way that they have brought to life these two stories and the way that they coached the dancers, they're both very determined to have the movement tell the story rather than acting, facial expression, emoting, things like that. We really allow our bodies to take over and tell the story. And I think the dancers really excel in these dramatic situations.
The show has music by Sonia Belazova. Fast-rising 26-year-old composer.
I love working with her. This is going to be my third project, and she's simply a machine. She's really fast. She gets into the depth of the project immediately. Also, she understands the specific of the scenes need to be done, sometimes with a simple single instrument. So she's totally awesome.
It adds so much to the dramatic sense of the piece. And I think that it's very evident that she works a lot in cinema. And with our own new media aspects to this show, I think the whole piece, Bernarda Alba, becomes very cinematic.
Thank you both for coming, choreographer Viktor Platnikov and leading dancer Marissa Parmenter.
Thank you.